with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. The speaking lineup at Donald Trump's Madison Square Garden rally featuring a long list of friends and allies. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with the story.
Guest speakers ranged from vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance to former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan.
This is Donald Trump's house, brother!
Members of Congress also showed up, including Representative Byron Donalds of Florida.
We're going to have common sense in America again under Donald Trump. We're going to get men out of women's sports under Donald Trump.
Throughout the rally, speakers repeatedly criticized Kamala Harris and predicted a Trump victory on Election Day. Greg Clugston, New York.
Egypt's president says his nation has proposed a two-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, during which four hostages being held in Gaza would be freed. There is no immediate response today from either Israel or Hamas, as the latest talks are expected in Qatar at, of course, another key mediator. The United Nations says fighters from the notorious paramilitary group known as Rapid Support Forces running riot in East Central Sudan in a multi-day attack. More than 120 people in one small town were killed. Dozens more were wounded in that bloodshed. Also at SRNnews.com,
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims North Korean troops are prepared to be deployed by Russia on the battlefield in Ukraine in the coming days. Western officials have warned that North Korean forces joining the conflict could extend the almost three-year war and would have geopolitical consequences reaching as far as the Indo-Pacific region.
This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world is simply just getting worse.
It's the same old story in a new survey released by Aid to the Church in Need. The report looks at 18 countries and it finds that attacks on Christians and general oppression is on the rise everywhere, though the worst persecution by radical Muslims is now to be found in Africa, not the Middle East. The report also indicates that violations of religious freedom by dictatorial regimes, such as the one in China, have also become more intense. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New report finds women living in states with abortion bans obtained that procedure in the second half of 2023 at about the same rate as before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The report by the Society of Family Planning finds women in those states with bans often traveled out of state. Others had prescription abortion pills mailed to them. This is SRN News. Absolute devastation in parts of the Philippines after a tropical storm triggered landslides and heavy flooding.
The number of dead and missing in massive flooding and landslides in the Philippines has reached nearly 130, and it's reported that many areas remain isolated. In the Batangas region, rescuers are seen digging a landslide area and recovering the remains of a 14-year-old girl. Tropical storm Trami already moved away from the northwestern Philippines, but the death toll is expected to rise as reports come in from previously isolated regions. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Former President Evo Morales of Bolivia claiming he survived an assassination attempt after unidentified men opened fire on his car. He was not injured. However, authorities say there's no confirmation of that attack. More details at SRNnews.com.